We are in Sechta Mekotin, Dav Tez Zayin Amad Aleph. Okay. Four lines on top. We finished talking for a moment about Avelis, and we're moving to the topic of somebody who's put into Chedim, excommunicated. Amar Rav says, Rav, how do you know the Meshad Nishlich at the Beit Din? How do you know that Bezin sends a proxy, Umezam Ninle Din, and we summon someone to a Din Tayyid, we send a subpoena. The Chesiv, it says, Vayishlach Moshe Likra Das Navirim. He sent, Moshe Rabbeinu sent a messenger to summon Das Navirim, Ben Eliyahu. When Alon is a Ninle Din, and how do you know that you were summoned to the din, both parties. The receiver says, you and everybody who's involved in the din teder should come. You have to go before a great man. The receiver says, Lifne Hashem, at uplani, you and the plaintiff. The receiver says, at behem Aaron, all of you, including Aaron, the plaintiff and the defendant. And we fix a time. How do you know you fix a time? The receiver says, Mocher, tomorrow we're going to have the din teder. Zimna, Basa Zimna. How do you know if he doesn't come the first time? We give him a second time. The Chivit says, Koru, it says within the Pasuk, the Novi says, Koru Sham Parei, they called Parei over there, Melech Mitzrayim, showing he's delayed, Ha'evir Amoyed. He missed his time. He was supposed to attack Nebuchadnezzar, and he missed the first time, he came the second time. So we see the what? Once you miss the second time, you're in trouble. Even on Halach, interesting, we actually pass Kinder, you have three times. And they have a different shot to them. It's just how you learn shot in the Moria.
Same with other things, like you're asking Mechila, it has to be three times.
Yeah, but that says clearly. Here it says it's two times. You need to have another shot somehow or another that's three times. Umi Nolan, how do you know the Mespake B'Shlicha, that if this person here, the defendant, makes fun of the Shlich, the Beit Din of the Bezin, but also even Omni comes before when he tells us, Loi Mischazi Kalishna Bishas, Nakasid Loshan Horod, you'll see if it says, Ha'ene Ha'noshim Ha'em Tenokir. Thus, Avinu responded that, you know, Moshe didn't help us at all. How did Moshe know? He had a measure, no, it must be that he was told. How do you know that you actually put someone in Chedim? The Chesiv says, Oiru, they should curse Meiruz. They should curse this guy called Meiruz because he did refuse to come and join the war by Borok. And how do you know that the... How do you know when you put someone in chedim, you have to say the name of some great man? It says, Amar Malach Hashem, the Abish, the Malach of the Abish said, this guy refused to go to join the war. And the put in it says, Oiru Oder, that we curse him, that we curse him.
So what, the Dayan has to be a great person?
That the Malach, the agent, the one who can put him in chedim for not refusing to come, but in the name of the Bezin. The Ochel v'shase b'hadei. How do you know that eating and drinking with him, with this guy who was cursed? V'koy ba'ar ba'amadei, if he stands for Amadei, a terrible thing. The Sivit says, Yoshveho also should be cursed. All those who sit there. Uminolun, the partin nechatoi b'tzibur hainu, when you put someone in chedim, you actually did detail what his sin was, his crime. The Sivit says, K'loi vohu lezer sheng, they refused to join the army. Amarulullah says, how do you put someone in chedim? Now the word shamtinen is... The word for chedim is shamta. Shamta means sham mace. Like he's like dead. Bedalad mei shepudi, 400 shayfers. Shamta baruk lemeira is they baruk put him in chedim. 400 shayfers. Iki damel say gavaraba have who was his meira? Some people say he was a great man, but refused to join the war. He was a pacifist. Iki damel kachava have it's actually the star of Sisera. Now it says mishemayim nucha kachava that besides having the war with Sisera, also the stars also fought. Whoever does not appear, Ezra told every single man to divorce his wife who was not Jewish. And he said, whoever doesn't return here within 3 days, everything that he owns should become hefkes. So you see, when you put someone in chedim, everything is hefkes. And this is one of the sources we learned that the Bezin has the power to be mafkid, to make hefkes all your nechasim. If you don't listen to the Bezin.
When you were out of
chayim,
you get it back?
No, this is permanent. Because once you make it hefker, someone else takes it.
It's
finito. You don't play around with a bezin who has those powers. You should be totally separate from the Jewish people. And how do you know the Natsinan? That we fight with them. We light tin and we curse them. We beat them on the head with Tashin and see. We pull the hair out if they refuse to listen to what we're telling them to do. It has all of these rights, and so on. Which we can swear. See, it says, "But if imam, I will fight with them. But kalal curse them. But akim and noshim, v'amritim, and I will pull their hair out." So we have a right to do all of those things. V'ashbim, and I'll make them swear. Now, what that they should be separated from the people. Umenol hayno the kafsin, we tie him up. V'afsinin, we tie his hand and we tie him a rope. V'afdinin hadofer, we do have dofer. It says. Hein lomos, they'll be put to death. Hein l'shereishay, whether we uproot them, we'll see what that means. And hein l'anish, and whether we punish them. Nechassin, their estate, v'le'asun, those who are tied up. So we see that we actually tie them up. As soon as I mean jail, means tie them up. U'mailish, what do you mean to uproot them? We do hardafa. What in the world is hardafa? My hardafa, hardafa means you chase after him, you put him in chedim immediately if he doesn't listen. Then v'shoinin la'achad lamed yom, repeat it again after 30 days. U'machrim in la'achashishim, you do twice hashamta. If it doesn't work, shamta is not so bad. It's
what's
in between.
What do you repeat?
Repeat the shamta. If he didn't change his mind after 30 days, do it again. And then, 6 days, you put him in chedim. Chedim is much worse. Stronger. No one has no contact, nothing. He says, you warn him Monday, Thursday, Mondays. Machlek is what exactly means you warn him Monday, Thursday, Monday. Doesn't mean that you warn him 3 days before you start the whole thing. Or it means, according to others, it means you put him in shamta on Monday. Comes Thursday, didn't change his mind, you put him in Shamta again. Comes the following Monday, you put him in Chedim. Not 30 days and 30 days, but 3 days and 3 days. Every time Bezin convenes. All of these rules are only when it comes to matters. He refuses to listen to the Bezin. When Bezin paskins, you owe this guy money and refuses to pay. If this guy is making fun of Rabbanim, he's trapping with the Tamil Chamim, then La'altan. There's no monkey business. Immediately you put him in Chedim. There was a butcher. He's back in, but after the masna, he was a chutzpahdik to Rav Tuvah by masna. Aim no abayi v'rove. Abayi v'rove. They made their own bezin. This sham too. The abayi v'rove put this person in chedim for the making fun of the Tuvah by masna. The sevazel paisel baldine. So then this butcher realized that he's hurting his business and whatever. He went and asked mechila from Rav Tuvah, and he was meichel. Amar abayi said abayi. Hey chila, what should we do? Lishir leishir. We say okay, no problem. Over the shamta, look, all shamta doesn't. I mean, we know that a shamta has to be 30 days, like the first opinion. Loyli shalei, but not to be matted. Hakaboy barabon the man, but we need the butcher. We need the butcher.
I'm going to be barav. Immediately, it wouldn't be an important business. They wouldn't.
Yeah, no question. Wait 30 days, even if he did tshuva. Okay, the 30 days are over, and then we let it lapse.
Because the service harabim depends on him.
Yeah. So he turned to now this is interesting. Abai turned to Ravidi Barav and said to him, "No, it's a gehel thing in them. You know something about this?" Amale Hachi. So Ravidi answered, "Yes." Hachi Amar Rav Tachlif Baravim Amishmul, a famous saying: "Tut aser v'tut shari." Tut is the sound of a shayfa. Tut, tut, tut. Tut is what
strawberry.
That's what the top.
Tut aser, yeah.
That's right. Tut is you put him in chedim through blowing a shayfa. You take him out of the blowing a shayfa. What's a big deal? Break it. Amale Sabai says, "Hani mi l'mayna." When is that said? When it comes to matters of money, we can stop the chedim. If Bezin says pay $100, he refuses. As soon as he pays, we stop the chedim. Avalav Krusa, if he was mazalzel from Chacham, ad the chayil sham to let close the yamin. I don't care if you need a butcher. 3 days. Why in the world did Abaya ask? And then after he asked, someone told him 3 days. Comes along Abaya and says, "Ah, you're wrong. I'm with this." So what did he ask for in the first place? Don't know. Alma, what is he?
Today of all days, we start talking about tooting a shofar.
Hey, right. Toot. You're right. Very good. Toot osav a toot shadi. So the el is supposed to make us do tshuva, and the toot that we blow on Rosh Hashanah is what the Amish
make you come back to the Amish.
Exactly. And then toot of Rosh Hashanah is going to give us a good year. That's what it's all about. Toot osav a shadi. Good word. You mean you're on a roll. So day number two ready.
Oh, we'll have to come up with something for tomorrow. Stop working on it.
That was a word from Yemi Lever. Inscribed Leila Void. Abaya, Abaya, Hani Beit Losa. Second mother, Alma, what is he from this? Kasar Abaya holds, Hani Beit Losa. Abaya was the original Bezna, put him in Chedim, the Shemitu, Loy Ostet Losachin Vishalei. Abaya himself was trying to work out a way to be master. What's his problem? Let the guy go to another Bezna. Said, I, that if a Bezna puts him in Chedim, this very same Bezna has to release him. The boy, look, is actually there's a question. Hani Beit Losa the Shemitu Maal Meisel Lechem Vishalei. He could use another bezin to be matted. Toshma coming here. Menudel Talmud. If a Rav puts someone in Chedim, then the Talmud has to abide by it. A Menudel Talmud. If a Talmud puts someone in Chedim because he made fun of him, ain't a Menudel Rav. The Rav does not have to abide by it. Menudel Ila. If somebody is a Chedim in his own city, Menudel Chedim. Menudel to the whole world. But Menudel Chedim. If he happened to be traveling through another city, put him in Chedim. Ain't a Menudel Ila. It's not a Menudel to his own city. Menudel nasi mechol yisrael. If a guy is menudel to a nasi, he's menudel klal yisrael. Of a menudel chol yisrael, ain't menudel nasi. But if a guy is menudel to klal yisrael, he's not menudel nasi. A nasi is a step higher than klal yisrael. But this much, this is more than that. Hanasi Akol is if he's menudah the whole Yisrael, he's menudah the Nasi. If a Nasi is equal to all the Yidden, then if a guy is in Chedim to all the Yidden, then he should be in Chedim also to the Nasi, because he's equal. Here we see that he's actually superior, like a Rav and a Talmud. Here, Klal Yisrael, Nasi, this is an interesting guy. Nasi is even greater, even though it's a Nasi Akol. Here it seems that Nasi is greater than Akol. Menudah Yisrael, ain't a menudah Nasi. What happened if a Talmid put someone in Chedim, then he died? There were 10 Talmidim who put him in Chedim, then the other 9 can release him. But this, the Chedik of this guy, he's not released. Shmamina, three things. Shmamina, Talmid, Shanida, Lechvoy, Doi. A Talmid, he's only an amateur, but if the reason why he put someone in Chedim is because of his own covet, the Talmud Chacham was harassed, then his Chedim is a valid Chedim, number one. Number two, Shmamina called Echad ve'echad meifer chelke, that every single one is meifer his own chelik. Shmamina hani bit losa shmitu losi lechidush shanulei. Okay, the guy's died. Let another guy take his place and be mataneda. No, it doesn't work that way. The guy you put you in chelim is the guy that's taking you out of chelim.
What if he dies?
I mean, you said that. If he dies, then you got to wait the 30 days over. There's nothing you could do. Amar Meimim says Hilchasa the halachi is hani bit losa shmitu. The halachi is, I disagree. If these three people were chedim, also beit losa chedim shalalei. You know, even though you have brought you here till now, that is the fafalim. I say you can appoint another bezin to release him. Amar Rav Asher Meimim. No, it's not a personal thing. The chedim. Once you make a chedim, it now becomes. It affects everybody. So anybody can get involved. From this Bryce, it doesn't clearly that it can't. And he's a Tana. Okay, you can argue it's an Amoyer, it's a Tana. My love ain't no move for Kalal, there's nothing you can do. He meant that if the guy who put him in Chedim on his own has the right to release him on his own, but if he's no longer around, then you need three people to release it, but it can be released. That's the Pascha. That's not even Pascha, you could have other people. The minimum of a nidah is 30 days. A nizifa pachad anyam. A nizifa, which is much less than nizifa, means that you're being despised for the moment. You didn't behave correctly. You're not yet. There's three levels. The nizifa, we had shamta, and we had nidui. And chedim. And chedim is the worst. Shamta is in between. Machlek is exactly what I'm showing you what Shamta is. And then you have Nazif. Nazif is usually self. You take it upon yourself. I know I did the wrong thing. I'll go away for a minute. I'll seclude myself for a day or so. Nazif is only 7 days, or we'll soon see him always one day. The father was spat on her. She would have been embarrassed for 7 days. So we see that what? That 7 days is the time in Nazif of embarrassment. Shame. Our nidah here today is like their nizifa. The nizifa didu shiva, and their nizifa is 7 days. Our nidah in chutz la'aretz. That's right. It's like their nizifa of 7 days. The sulai. No more. Reb Shimon Rebbe by kapara of a yasim was sitting in regards to we're learning kashilu shmita, and they had a difficult gemara. The story gemara tells a story that Shimon Rebbe's son and by kapara learning gemara they came across a difficult sugya. Reb Shimon lebar Kapodah, Reb Shimon lebar Kapodah. You know what? We can figure this out. We need the Rebbe to analyze it. Lebar Kapodah, Reb Shimon. My Rebbe, you think Rebbe knows any better than we do? But he didn't say it to Rebbe, he said it to Rebbe's son. Nobody heard. Azal Omlevu, Rebbe's son told his father. Now the Rishonim really have a problem. How in the world? So Rashi says here, he said it lefituma, you know, not deliberately trying to relate to his father what Bakapoda said. He just happened to be talking. Not because Lashon Hara, so Rashi is bothered by that. Anyway, the Rebbe is upset. Also, one day Bakapoda came to see him. Mama, Bakapoda, ain't he making love? Who? Bakapoda. Rebbe said, I don't know who you are. Rebbe was sick, so Bakapoda came to visit him. So he said, who's a Kapoda? I never had a Talmud Kapoda. Yodin Akimusa, he realized that straight away that what? He realized that he insulted the Rebbe. Is bedaitein noig nizufi bedaitein in his mind noig nizufi benafshei. So he decided to take upon himself nizifa to losin yem in 30 days. So he took upon himself nizifa 30 days. That's a long time.
Even though it's normally seven.
Seven or chutz la'aretz is one, but in itself 7 days. Shuv from another story goes that Rebbe shlo yeshu tamim shuv. Rebbe wants to make zeda. I don't want any learning toida in the public place. Everything should be done in house. My daughters and how and what basically dash and that it says how wonderful are your steps of, and says chamuke yerechayich. That you throw in the tater. The tater is chamukir chayish, should be kept like a treasure of your thighs, which is secret. My yerech b'seif. Tai a secret. Avi Tera says be secret. Yotzei Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya, who was the leading Talmud of Rebbe, went out. Vishana l'shnevra. He met two of his nephews in the market. Rebbe Chiya had an illustrious family. One nephew was Rav, and the other nephew was Rav Barchana. He had two nephews. And he met them in the street. So he started talking to them and learning. Shama Rebbe, somebody told Rebbe, Ikpid, he was very upset. No, but he didn't listen to his psak. Had Rebbe listen to psak? Rebbe thought, Tchil listen down give a share in the street. This is my nephews. I met them. Then yeah, so we talk a little bit. What are you supposed to talk about your nephews other than David Taylor? Also, Rebbe is chazui lei. One day Rebbe went to visit Rebbe. I'm lei Iya. Now, if you remember, Chia couldn't say Ches, so Rebbe made fun of him and he called him Iya. Didn't call him Chia. He said Iya. That was no derecher because you're nobody. Me koydelach bechutz. I heard that you were learning outside. Sorry. Chia, because I think somebody's calling you outside. Goodbye. Yod Nogim Yusuf died. He realized Rebbe was upset with him. Nogim Zivap and Nashal Nerosu. He conducted himself in Zivap for 30 days. The young cluster of 30 days. Shalach le on the 30th day. Rebbe sent a message. Rebbe felt bad. He was his main Talmud. He sent the message. He had Ta Hada, come back. Shalach le Ta, come here. Then Hada Shalach le. Then Rebbe a few minutes later thought, what am I doing? Let him wait the 30 full 30 days. Why am I stopping in the middle? The Le Lacy. He sent another message. Don't come. Because my sovereign was never sovereign. L'cheder, why did Rebbe Chatchil send him a letter and then he changed his mind, an agent? Because at first he thought, a messenger, Miktsasi and Gula, he said, well, the 30, there's only 30 cold days, 30 a day. Well, the same sovereign, let me meet him, Gula, maybe for Chay, we don't say meet him, Gula. The same sovereign, he came the 30 day anyway. Omle, my Yosef, Rebbe said, what are you doing here? I sent you a second message, told you to come. Omle, the son of Lima, the lady, you told me to come. Well, he said, Rebbe said, well, what do you mean? Well, Shalchalog, I sent you a second message, you shouldn't come. I only saw the first guy, I never saw the second guy. And it was Gocha Pratis. Rebbe said, ah, B'tzois Hashem. He said the Pasuk here, that when the Eibishter wants, you can't stop it, you can't defeat fate. B'tzois Hashem, Dar Chayish, if the Eibishter wants a guy to walk, Gam Oivav Yashal Mito, even his enemies will help him out. We'll make it happen. This is the Pasuk of Gocha Pratis. Interesting. So he never got my second message, so he came. It means, must be that Itaka, I was right the first time. That he should have come. My Tavra Malachi, why Taka did Rav Chiya teach outside? Amalei Rechsiv, it says in Pasik, that Chochma is Bachutz Toraina. That Chochma outside Toraina is cheerful. Well, it's a good thing to learn outside. That's why I did it outside. Amalei Karisha Lashni, if you learn Chumash, you never learn Mishnah. You never repeated it. Im Shalashlev, you learn twice, you learn three times. Im Shalashlev, Pishalach, nobody ever told you right Pshat. Chochma is Bachutz Kedroina, you know what it means? Kedrova. A little bit hard to understand how Rebbe is quoting Rava.
Rava was much later.
Four generations later. But what he means is that the Rebbe then said the same pshat that Rava was going to say later. Exactly. Rava kala oisik b'teide mibifnim. Whoever learns teide indoors, teide rosa machrez ala b'chud. Teide is outside telling everybody this guy's a Talmud Chacham, is a masmid. Not that you should learn teide outside. Now, I'm not exactly sure why. I mean, he brought up posse, but what's the svara? Why shouldn't you learn teide berabim? About Kiva used to gather people together, Barabim Makal Kilas, and that's why he got in jail. Dafke Barabim. I'm not sure why Rebbe insisted. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was a Hiras Shah, maybe it was something specific for that time.
The Bichran says it's only talking about the whole year, but you make Kala certain specific times. Summer, when they have Yachik Kala, or Yom Tov time, they used to go out in the street. Why Rebbe insisted Davka to learn Taita indoors and not outdoors, I'm not sure. Anyway, go right there. I think the model will say right here. It says, I don't want my words to be hidden. He said, I don't want my words to be hidden. The Barti, that's in public. The Mekala is in public places. You know what? It has to be discreet. When you give tzedakah, when you're nice to people, no one has to know you're even nice to people. But when you learn Taita, do it in public. So Rebchia held you should tackle to learn Taita in public. He argued with the Rebbe. And Rebbe held you should learn discreetly. Alma, what do we see? What did he tell me in Nazifa 7 days? What is even these two stories? Nazifa, to do it close to 3 days. So the answer, Nazifa's Nasi Shiny. Who was the Nazifa from? Because he insulted Abiyuda Nasi. That's why 3 days. But everyone knows Nazifa's only 7 days. So Says the Gemara, the Zifer didn't come have and above all, how long Zifer had him one day. He had Shmuel Marukve. Shmuel Marukve was a Nasi, Shmuel was a Rosh Yeshiva. Marukve was in a Rej Gulusa. Gabi Yasvi, when they sat Gashi, Shmaitin sat and learned, have a Yossi, Marukve, and Shmuel, Baruch Dadamas. Marukve sat and Shmuel, Shmuel was a Rebbe, Marukve was a Talmud. Even though it was a big Talmud Chacham as well, but not as great as Shmuel. But when they sat in the Dentator, that's when authority comes into question. So Marukva sat even on. Then it was all the reverse. Marukva sat even on. Shmuel sat further out. Marukva sat even on, but he dug himself a hole in the ground, but Tzivsa on a mat. So he was now lower than Shmuel. So even though he's in the front, he sat lower because he still treated Shmuel like his Rebbe. The Yosef Alayin sat and listened to Shmuel's opinion before he made a psak. Okay, listen what Shmuel has to say. Now one day, Kol Yom having, so it's an unbelievable honor of this Marukva. Kol Yom every day having Malvile, Marukva to Shmuel. Marukva used to escort Shmuel home. Adush Pizan, until the place where he stayed. Yom Echad, one day, Itid Bedini, had a massive dentator. He was very involved in the dentator. Havi Ozil Shum Basrei. So Shmuel, you know, walked after him, and Marukva didn't even notice that Shmuel was there. He got so distracted. Kimoto Lebesa, when he came to Marukva's house, Shmuel was upset. Because Marukva used to walk him. Now he had to walk Marukva. Amale, so Shmuel turned to him. Loinogaloch Lishli Mar Betigre. He said to him, you give me permission. He said to him, is it all right if I leave you and go back to my house? Yodnokim Bilsa, Rabbi Marukva realized that Shmuel was indignant and upset. No agni zuvusa benafsha chad yom. So Halom Marukva decided to be. Remember, he was the nasi for one day. Ahit is a woman that the yosva bishvila. She sat on the major road and she was selling stuff. Havi poshed her kara. She stuck out her leg once to stretch her legs out on the road. Vekome manife chushloi, and she was going ahead and she was waving these barley and she was trying to remove the husk. A rabbi was trying to walk down the street and her leg was there. She didn't remove a leg. She was busy doing whatever, winnowing, and she didn't notice the Talmud Chacham coming. The Talmud Chacham said, "Kama chatzifa hayita." The chutzpah of this woman, I'm pulling before I can walk. Also, the Rab Nachman, he went before Rab Nachman, who was in the Abezin. Amalah, he said to her, "Mishame chamta mepume." So she then realized. So she came to Nachman to do tshuva. She realized that the Talmud Chacham, you know, she held him back by sticking his foot out. So Rab Nachman said, "Did you hear him curse you and put you in chedim?" Amar leila, no, I didn't hear. Amar la, then he said to her, "If so, then zili nohugi in the zivusa chad yoyim benafsha. Then you bring it upon yourself in the zivusa." Just
so it depends if it's someone else told you or if you yourself.
So that's called shamta. Yeah. The zivusa is you take it upon yourself. It's only a day, and you have to do things. It's a bit quieter than normal. Chedim is something, Shamta is already 7 days. Chedim is 30 days. Zutra bar Tuvia, Havi Kaposik Sidra. He was learning Chumash Kamed Rabbi Yehuda, Kimot Lahepsukha, when he came before this Pasik, the Zutra came before Rabbi Yehuda's this Pasik. The Eilu Divid Achrein, these are the words of David, the later words, Amle Achrein, later words, Miklal Yerushain, the early words. Now look at Rashi here, because Rashi other places differently. Rashi here says Miklal, the four lines on the top on the left hand side. Miklal the Ikur Hashem. He asked Rabbi Yehuda, these are his last words. What were his first words? Is Rashi. We do not find Sha'amad David Divrei. We don't find that David said words. Ela b'mikrezeh. What do you mean? He spoke the whole Tanakh. The Divrei Loshen Nevuah. What does Rashi say here? That David was a Navi. And we had before Mefeder, David was not a Navi.
When we counted the Shivaroyim and the
Those, David was not a Navi. We had before the Memches Navim, David was not a Navi.
So how do we have...
And Rashi here says that David is a Navi. Remember we had a Gemara, David is not a Navi?
Yeah, that was where he counted up the 48 Navim and the...
Yeah, the 48 Navim. And the women, 7 women and 48 Navim. Look it up again. I'm almost sure that David is not a Navi. Okay, anyway, I don't know. Look it up later. Rashi here says that David was a Navi. Tell you what, right? Anyway, back to the matter. To show you my knee, what was the first thing that David said? Shasi, he didn't answer. He didn't know. He didn't answer. Hadar Amalei, he said to him again, Acharoni Meklal Dikar Shechem, Mahi Amalei, my title, Yoda Perush Daikra. What do you think? You ask me again, you try to needle me because you want to show that on the Pshat the Pasik. Lav Gavra Rabu, don't you think I'm a great man? If I didn't tell you, I don't want to tell you. Yod Nogim Musbadai, he realized that Rav Yehuda was upset because he took it in the Pshat and he was embarrassing him. Nog Nizivusa Ben Avshe Chad Yemer, he took it, he was nazi for one day. What's the first thing he said this following shida, when he saved him from Kaf Shol, from all of his enemies and from Shol. So David was the first Nevius. Interesting here. This is amazing. The Abish said to David, David, shida to Emir, you're singing a song. I'm a Palosar Shol. What are you singing songs? The chutzpah when Shol passed away. Il Mali Ata Shol Vuhu David, if it be the other way around. My plan is for you to be the king. But if you're looking at Chusim, Shol is far greater than you. If you would have been Shol and he would have been David, Ibadati Kama David Mipanov, I would have destroyed lots of Davids in front of Shol because he's far greater than you. Heinrich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, she doyen le David, goyen le David, don't make a mistake. Asher Shol la Hashem, that he sang to Abishta, al divrei Kush ben Yimini. Who's Kush? The Schwarze. Who's the Schwarze? The Kush moy le Shol shmoy. It's not much Shol. Why is it called Shavus? Kush. El ma Kushi mishun debay. The Schwarze looks differently because his skin is different, color is different. Av Shol mishun debay maisav. He's, that his maisim were different than everyone's generation. As Ashi says, tzadik gomor. Shol ma was a tzadik, despite everything, he was a tzadik gomor. But he left Amalek live, despite that, you know, the David and all that. He was a tzaddik gomer. Yeah, exactly. And the mother brings Kiyetz, though, he says the same thing regarding Moshe Rabbeinu's wife. Al oydus isha kushis, asher lokach, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu took his wife, b'chi kushis, my name is kushis, v'aloi tzipoydus, ma. Elama kushis meshune ba'oydu, her skin is different, ab tzipoydu meshune ma'aser, these are different. Kiyetz, Rav Doim, v'ayishma, ebe melech ha-kushi, the slave of the king of the kushi, which is Tumat Tzikiyo. V'chi kushis, shemoy, let's give my name was Tzikiyo. Elama kushis meshune ba'oydu, his color is different, ab tzikiyo, meshune ma'aser, his ma'aser, my different. Kiyetz, Rav Doim, he's differently. It says in the Haftarah, the Haloi Kibnei Kushim Atli, the Eden, he calls them Shvartzes. What do you call the Eden? Kids of Shvartzes? The Chikushim Shmar Ali Yisrael Shmar. Elama Kushim Meshunim, but it's like Kushi, different color skin. Af Yisrael Meshunim, Maaseh Mekolim, were different than all other nations and our Maisim. Omer Shmur, Banach Memi Yenisim. My Dixiv, it says, David Ben Yishev, David Ben Yishev, Nuum HaGever. This says the person. Hukum all, he raised the all. What does that mean? David Ben Yishai Shehekim Oyla Shal Tshuva. That he brought up, he elevated the way of Tshuva. Because he did Tshuva, he did Tshuva, he had yesterday. That David should remember that the Shleim Melech, the doors opened for him because he did Tshuva. Because Tshuva was accepted. Omar, he said, Elokei Yisrael, Li Dibbe, the Eibishter spoke to me. Tzur Yisrael, the rock of the Eden, Moishel Ba'odom, those who rule over people, Tzadik is a Tzadik, Moishel, he controls, Yidas Elokei, the fear of Eibishter. What's going on here? Mike, come, what's the Shana Pasik? Omar, the Eibishter said, Elokei Yisrael, Li Dibbe, they spoke to me, Tzur Yisrael, I'm the Tzur Yisrael, and I am the rock of the Eden, Moishel Ba'odom, and I control all mankind. Eibishter is saying, Dormel said, Eibishter told me, I control the whole world, right? This is an amazing Gemara here. Yet, me, Moishel, me, who controls me, the Eibishter says. I control mankind. Who controls the Eibishter? Tzadik. A tzadik controls me. Shani goyze gzeda umevatla. I make zedis, come on tzadikim and cancel it. Tzadik goyze, Rakosh Baruch Mekayim, or another way around. Here, the Eibishter's goyze, and tzadikim have the right to cancel it. See the power of a tzadik? That's why we go to brochas for a tzadik, because they can overturn things. Amazing Gemara. We had the same thing in Shabbos. Exactly. Remember this Gemara. Exactly. Me, Moishel, be tzaddik. Me, Moishel, be strong words. Me, Moishel, be. Yeah. Shani goizig zedem avatla. So remember this Gemara. Moi cutting up to Zion on the base. Eile Shemois HaGiboidim. These are the names of the Giboidim that David Melech had. Asher Dov Yeshe B'Shevet Tach Kemeini. What's going on here? Gives the names. These are the names of the great feats of David. Yoishev b'shevet, he was sitting b'shevet. I mean, he sat on the ground. This is the greatness of David. What was the grace of David? Not that he wars. Learning Torah. Look at this. When David HaMelech, you know, when Yoshev Yishev Zachmeini, Yoshev Yishev, he sat on the ground. We know that Yeshiva sat higher up and everyone else sits on the ground. Yoshev David HaMelech sat on the ground. As long as his Rebbe, Ira Yid was Rebbe, was his Rebbe. Cain was alive. Havi Masna Hul Rabbanon. So Ira used to teach everybody. And Agabi Kodim Iksasis. He used to sit on top of a cushion and sat on the ground. Ki noch nafshe, when Ida passed away and David took over, having master Dorban, the new Rosh Yeshiva was Dorban Melech. He was a king and he was a Yeshiva. But the Yosef Agabekarka, he did not elevate himself. He sat on the ground. He was so humble. Omrule, they said to him, Leze mad, I caught him exhausted. You look like a Yeshiva now. Forget the fact you're a king. You're a Yeshiva. Sit on a cushion. Like Kabilale, he refused. Dorban Melech sat on the ground. So this is the greatness of David, that he was a Rosh Yeshiva. What was greater than the fact he was a king? He was a Shiva. It was even greater. And he sat in the ground. Tachkamaini. What do you mean the ground of Tachkamaini? Oh, my Rabbi Lakish Baruch Hu. Hoi v'shpalta aspecha. Since you're so humble. Tehei kamaini. Tachkamaini is tehei kamaini. Play words. Be like me. Shani goyiz egzeda v'atam v'atla. You're equal to me. I can make decrees and you can come along and cancel it again. Unbelievable. Reish HaShalishi, the head of the group of the soldiers. There's a guy called Adino Yatsni. What does that mean? Tehei Roish L'Shloish Ravis. You're ahead of the three of us. You, David HaMelech, are ahead of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Who Adino Yatsni? The name Adino Yatsni. Because Yoishik V'Oisim B'Toyda. When David HaMelech sat and learned Toyda, Hayem Adin Atzmoy Ketelas. He bent himself over like a worm. He was so humble. And he sat on the ground. Other Vishar Sheyetzel Muhammad, when he then, after he finished learning, he went out to war. He was struck like a lion, like a piece of wood, standing up, firm, no cowering to anybody. So he was a Yeshiva and a king at the same time. I mean, just try to picture what's going on here. Al Shmoyne Meyers, he was a king over.
He's king, he's not allowed to be Michael on his cover.
Oh, but we're saying as a Yeshiva, he was all right.
There's a different gather.
Yeah. Al Shmoyne Meyers, Chol B'Palachas, he killed 800 people in one go. So Yezoyde Chaitz, he's to throw an arrow. One arrow, he killed 800 people. And he krechts. Al Masayim. He's short 200 from 1,000. Because the Pasuk says, in the Brach, it says that one person will chase 1,000. And he only did 800. Yosef Baskav Amra, Rak Bedover Uri Achiti. They never let him go. Before we said it was Makabal's Tshuva, and even after Makabal's Tshuva, they didn't let him go. Okay, we'll stop here.
This Rashi, beautiful.